Telecommunication service, which can be found at www.grandcentral.com. Grand Central basically works by signing up with them and entering in all of your different phone numbers, cell phones, work phone numbers, your home phone, and anything else that you'd like called. Grand Central then gives you a phone number, or a DID, which is a direct inward dial. You can then give this number out to people, and when they call it, it will ring all of your numbers at the same time, and whichever picks up first is the one that you can talk on. Today, I'm using the record feature that is available on Grand Central. Whenever you're using Grand Central, you just simply press 4 on your touchpad, and it will begin recording the call. A kind and caring voice comes on the call and says, "This call is being recorded," or "call recording on" is the words they use. When you press 4 again, it stops calling call record and it says call record off. It's as simple as that. When someone calls you, you can set it so that their caller ID will show up on the caller ID. If you do not have this on, then Grand Central's number, or whatever number you've signed up with, whatever number you have that's your Grand Central number, which is the number that you give out and the number that Grand Central has given to you, will show up on the caller ID, and you can then do one of four options. One is accept the call, two is send the call to voicemail, three is send the call to voicemail and listen in. When you do this, you can listen in on the call and pick it up and talk to them whenever you so desire, much like having a actual answering machine in your home. Or you can press 4 and accept the call and start call recording immediately. Like I said, I'm recording this call on Grand Central. Grand Central uses a VoIP service to do all the fun things it does. And when you do go to record a call, it records it at 16 kilobytes a second. The calls seem to be relatively well, and I've used it a number of times. At any time, if you press star, it will ring all of your other phone numbers, and that way you can change phones. Grand Central has a number of different features, one of which is visual voicemail. So whenever you're on their website, you can go to the inbox tab, and you can see all of your different voicemails and open them up and play them. One of the cool things about it is that you can email these, you can reply to them using email. So your address book, if you specify an email, then you can just hit reply on one of the voicemails and it'll open it up and you can send a reply. You can send a reply from the email that you give them when you sign up, or you can send a reply from your Grand Central voicemail number, or not your voicemail number, your phone number that they give you at grandcentral.com. You can also receive emails there, I believe. I've not played with that yet. You can set up some notes for those individual things, or you can map where the call came from using Google Maps. So it also has a feature to post, which is much like a YouTube video has, only this is for audio. And you hit the post tab and it gives you a little piece of code in a text box that you can copy paste into a HTML file and play it using an embedded Shockwave player. So I'm just going to run through the features that they have here, and most of them are pretty cool. Screen callers, I already went over that. Listen in, which is, of course, the sending the call to voicemail and listening on what they're saying. Call record, touched on that. Block callers. One of the things you can do with this is that if you continually get a call from someone, you can add them to your address book and specify to block the caller, or I have not personally played with this yet, but they say that you can either send them the voicemail or give them a, this line is no longer in use or this line is no longer in service. Basically a special information message. You can set up notifications to be received via email or SMS whenever you get a voicemail. They've got this nifty little quick rule thing, which is at the top of every page, and you just click on it, and then you can select to either send all calls to voicemail or enable a temporary forwarding number so you can add another number temporarily if you're going over to someone's house or going on vacation, you can add your hotel room number. Of course, you would also need an extension for a hotel room, but that's outside of the bounds of this particular radio show. Another one of the things that they have is ring different phones, and what that is you can specify everyone that is in a particular area. You can, the different ones it has are friends, family, web button, which I'll get into in a second, work, and others. Others would be anyone with blocked caller ID. And basically you can specify what phones those ring when someone calls. Nice little check thing that you can set up. And whenever someone calls, it will look to see what group they're in and then ring the appropriate phones. Another one of the things that you can do with this is to not ring your home number during business hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. You cannot change the hours on this, which would be nice, or to ring other phone numbers. Like me personally, I might not want my cell phone to ring except during nights and weekends, or to just ring a certain cell phone. You can personalize voicemail greetings by caller or group. The next thing we'll be covering is RingShare, which is similar to a service that Verizon Wireless offers, which allows you to let the person that's calling you hear something else besides just the standard U.S. ring. And this allows you to use a couple of different things. A Vegas voice, I don't remember what that is. You can use the Russian ringtone. There's a standard bell ring, which used to be used back in the day. The standard U.S. ring, Japanese ring, British ring, or the European ring. The web call button, which I said I would get into, which is a flash interface, which you can put into an HTML file, so you can put on your website or your MySpace or anything like that, which allows the person that is on there to enter their phone number, their name, and they press send, and then it then calls their phone, and that then in turn calls your phone, and it tells you who's calling, gives you their name, and if there isn't a name, then it will give you their phone number. One of the things with that is there's a little checkbox on there that you can select to not send your caller ID, so you don't have to give the person that you're calling your caller ID. This could conceivably be used just for voicemail. So if you wanted to put the settings so that anybody that called from the web call button would go directly to voicemail, then you could put this on, say, a radio show or podcast website, and your listeners could leave you voicemail, all the while you still being able to use your Grand Central number for yourself. Now, I went into the next feature, call switch, a little bit already, which is the pressing star, and it will ring your other phones. Our next feature that we're going to be going over is click to call, which is a service that they provide that allows you to call out from your Grand Central number, displaying your Grand Central number as the caller ID. This can be done from both the visual voicemail and from the address book. And from the visual voicemail, when you get a voicemail, there's a button to call, and you can just call back the person that called you, and it'll ring your phone number, and then it will call the person back. It's the same way from the address book, only you don't have to have a voicemail from them. You just go down the list and hit call for either their cell phone, their home, their work, or any other number that you have set up. And that's the way that works. Grand Central also has a miniaturized version of the visual voicemail, which you can use from a cell phone's mobile access, mobile internet access. So it's much smaller and it's not bandwidth intensive. So just a little bit of news about Grand Central. Grand Central was recently bought by Google, and they removed the ability to upload MP3s for the Ring Share. And it's now called Grand Central from Google Beta, or Grand Central Beta from Google. You know, they've got their stuff and then down below, which is from Google. So nobody really knows what Google's going to be doing with it. They've changed a couple of things, and they have a FAQ on their website that you can go to and learn more about what Google plans to be doing. One of the things that Google did was, it used to be with the click-to-call, there was no limit on what you could do with it. Now they plan to be charging you for outgoing calls. Right now, you get a complimentary 3 minutes, excuse me, $3 at 9 cents a minute. But it also says that while in beta, that you can recharge this for free at any time. I've only used the click-to-call feature once, so I haven't needed to recharge it yet, and the recharge does not show up, I assume, until after you are completely empty on your money. So I'm not really sure. There's no way that I can see how to pay Grand Central any money. So if you wanted to have more than $3 worth, I don't know of a way to do that. But if you were to empty that $3, get online, hit recharge, you should be good to go. One of the problems that I've seen with Grand Central is that when you call Grand Central from one of the numbers that's listed under your name as the numbers to call, it will let you into the voicemail. And from I have not found a way to turn this off, and most of you probably know that that's a problem with cell phones, that it's just checking caller ID, and caller ID can be easily spoofed. So I don't know if the Google takeover of Grand Central, if they'll change this. Google seems pretty competent in all the things that they do, so I don't know if that's going to change anything or not, but I hope it does, at least to give us the feature of needing to enter a PIN. Well, actually, I take that back, because it only does that from my cell phone. If I call from my house phone, I still have to enter a PIN. If you can go in and change your settings so that all calls just go to one number or turn off one of the numbers or anything like that. So if I go in and turn off my house phone being called and call my Grand Central's phone number from my house phone, it will call my cell phone, which is essentially removing my number from the system. Another one of the bugs that I realized was when I added some of my family in to Grand Central, we all, of course, have the same phone number. But when I added my mother into it, it took her name down. And when I added one of my sisters in, I was going to record the personalized voicemail greeting, and it gave me my mother's name as the number to be doing for. And so it associates everyone with the same phone number. So that's a small bug in there. I'm not sure if that even came out clear. I may edit it out because it didn't sound all that well put together in my sentence structure, where I just messed up again. I'll probably leave that in because it makes me sound a fool, and everybody loves to hear me sound foolish. I think that's everything I've got on Grand Central for today. Hope you enjoyed it. I don't know what our closing music will be today, but I'm sure it'll be good. It may just be like jazz music or something. You never know. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback, you can give me an email at faceman@fajir.com, which is phjear.com, or lt.faceman@gmail.com. And you can send me any feedback on the show, anything you would like to tell me, or if you'd like to get together with me and play with Grand Central some more. I'm looking for people that have any good ideas on doing some experiments with them. I haven't had a whole lot of time to play with it yet, but if you're interested, give me an email, and we'll get together and play with it sometime. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.